Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff, home of the people that generally try to do the right thing, but sometimes totally lose it.
I don't think losing it is, I don't think we did the wrong thing. I think.
Let me tell the story.
I think there's
and then you can give your commentary.
I think there's a power trippy dude, right? There was a mall cop who thought he was a military leader.
You and I have different perspectives on this. Okay. And first of all, I will say the whole time I was thinking about that Kris Jenner, you know, that she says in some Kardashians clip, if you're hearing no, you're not asking the right person.
Right.
Which I'm like, you know what? That is a very good point. That means you're not going high enough. So you just got to go higher. And that's how she gets things done. So there you go. I will follow Kris Jenner into this conversation. Well, I followed her into that conversation. So I go, we're on Cobra, which is our insurance, which, as we mentioned, is quite expensive. And I log in to my account to pay our bill 2 days ago, 3 days ago. I don't know. Recently.
It was Friday. It was the day after we closed down our house, right?
Yes.
And it should have been a day filled with joy and fun. And then you, who has been so focused on crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's for the house acquisition, finally had time to sit down and make an appointment to get your eyes checked, to get new contacts, to call back the person who you owed a phone call to from 3 weeks ago, to log in to all of our accounts, make sure no bills
slip through. All the addresses change.
Right, yeah. But also pay all the bills. Right. Yes. Make sure nothing slipped through the cracks. And alas, you were lucky you did, because something slipped through the cracks.
Log into my insurance account, which is with my employer, not the healthcare company, the insurance company. And there's nothing. It's blank. There is no, like, this is how much you owe. Pay here. There is no message center. There is no plan information. There is nothing but my name. Hi, Caroline. That's it. And immediately I get a pit in my stomach because I'm like, oh, this is not good. Especially right. Because I know I owe them money because that's what I was going to pay.
Yeah.
And it's not something that I just forget about because it is quite expensive. It's a bill that I have to, you know, make sure my account is funded and then go, you know, it's that kind of a bill. It's not a $5 bill. So it's blank. And I freak out, but I'm like, you know what? Don't panic. Don't panic. Pick up the phone. Call the customer service number. It does say on the top of their website, we're making updates to our website. So I was like, you know what? That's probably it. Because no one that I know that I owe money to blanks out an account. They put up a big red sign
right,
that says,
so you are past
give me
due.
Money. Yeah. So call. And this guy says, yeah, you are late paying, so your coverage has been canceled. You're removed from the Cobra stuff, and your coverage is canceled. And I think
effective February 29th.
Yes.
Right? Which was about a week before I had a pretty intense hospital, four-night hospital stay.
I think that was in, oh, was it the end of February? My time is going very
no,
slowly.
No, it was in March, I think.
Was it? Okay.
I think so.
Regardless,
doesn't
you
matter.
We are less than a week out from you having another hospital procedure. And also, we have two children. Insurance is quite important at the moment. So I was like, sir, that's not really an option. And what do you mean? Because I literally have funds that are debited from my account to you guys less than 30 days ago. So what do you mean you're overpaid? You know, like
overdue.
And I'm talking to this guy. I'm kind of crying. I'm like, sir, what would you do? I this is not an option. We have to get it reinstated. And I started crying, and I hope that he didn't hear me cry, but I was so angry that I was crying. And I was crying because it's expensive. I was crying because I know I make payments on it. I had just seen money come out of my account 3 weeks earlier. Jeff walks in. He's like, what are you doing? And he hears me talking to the person. Now you can take it from
here. Now Callie's talking to this guy, having a conversation with him. and then moving the phone away from her mouth so that she can like cry a little bit and then come back. I have never seen you in that state. It was it was not a sadness cry. It was not a hormonal cry, right? Where you look at a guy coming home from the military, surprising his kid, and then you cry for 9 days because whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. It was panic/anger.
Well, and my level of furious isn't screaming and yelling. My level of furious is like my toddler, where you can't express how you feel in the way you want to, so you just start crying. So that's me. I don't have the physical ability to yell at someone else, certainly not a stranger. So crying is the only way to get that out.
And I honestly, have I ever seen that before?
I don't think you may not have. I did it once at work. Robin saw it once. When I was like super livid and I was shaking and then I started to cry and she pulled me into a conference room so like no one would see. But that's the only other time that I can think of in a recent memory.
So I get on the phone with this guy at some point I pick up, Callie fills me in. I can hear the conversation and I can tell that this guy is just nope, there's nothing I can do. And he's not going to offer.
He's reading from the playbook.
He's reading from the playbook. He's not going to get anybody else to help. So I say, so this guy's running through this whole and when I would ask him a question, his response wouldn't pertain to the question. So I would say, can you tell me how many payments have been made in 2024 so far? And he would say, the coverage was canceled effective February 29th because the account was past due by 60 days or whatever his rule was. And I would say, that's not the question I'm asking. So finally, Callie pulls up her bank account and we have been on this insurance plan for 9 months. And we count the payments that we have made.
We count the debits from my account.
From the account. And there have been 8 debits, right?
Which means I've paid eight times.
8 months.
Yeah.
The month that was showing unpaid was it January or February?
Yeah, February, March has not been paid.
Right. So here's what happened. The rate, 2 things happened. One, Callie, we have not been getting any of the written stuff from the insurance company. So Callie went on and logged in and said, send everything digitally, electronically, email. So we got
to be eco-friendly.
We've got no notices.
Yeah, I've got no emails.
No emails, no paper, no nothing. So we got no notices about any of this happening. And as Callie said at the beginning, you have to go in, you have to type your amount. So in January, Callie typed the dollar amount that she had typed every month before from May on. She types that same amount in for the block in January, hits submit, it gets deducted from her account. Everything's dandy. Well, it turns out that the rates had gone up.
By $109.
By $109 between 2023 and 2024. So rather than apply that payment to January and then say, you still owe us $109, they just rejected it.
And they said, rejected, we're using air quotes, because they took my money out. But in my account, they wrote, oh, this wasn't enough. So we're saying this doesn't count towards anything.
And we're going to mail the money back to her someday.
Yes.
Right? So because it never reappeared in your bank account, did it?
No.
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 Okay. So they said, oh, it'll come back. But anyways, so that's what we figure out happened. So I said to the guy, I go, we're not however many days past due we are. That's the problem. And he's like, yeah, but that payment was rejected. And I said, you rejected it. And you didn't tell us. And he says, yes, that rejected payment made you. And he just, nothing frustrates me more than a human who can't apply logic. Right. Had he said, I understand what you're saying, and it is a glitch in our system, let me see what I could do. And if he just set the phone down and went and got a Mountain Dew out of his gaming fridge and sucked it down and then came back and continued to help us, that would have appeased me. But he just kept saying, yes, you didn't make a payment in January. And I said, we did make a payment in January. And this went, we went back and forth. And finally I said,
finally, Jeff snapped.
Well, I snapped after I said, do you even have the authority to reinstate this account? And he said, nobody can reinstate it. And I said, well, that's not true. Like, somebody can reinstate. This is whatever. Like, this is what. And he's like, nope, can't be done. And I said,
so I'm like half listening because Jeff is a pacer when he talks on the phone. Next thing I know, Jeff is screaming. And I mean, I've never heard this decibel come out of your mouth before.
It wasn't. You're jumping the gun to this because it's the. It was what moved the knee. It's what got his attention. But I ramped up using logic, and I kept saying, and I said, if you can't, who can? And I kept getting heated, and finally, I don't remember what he said, but at that point, I turned it on. And I move the phone. This is what I move the phone away from my ear and I start using it as a microphone. And sometimes, now I want to say something here because I do preach the, well, go online and find the president of the company and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. That doesn't really apply to call centers. You know what I mean? That doesn't apply to third-party vendor type. Like, the president of Warner Media is not going to care that their insurance vendor is...
For a former employee.
For a former employee. They're not going to... So I ran through that in my mind. And I also thought about just hanging up and calling back, because sometimes you'll just get a nicer person. But Callie's already 90 minutes in on this call.
I was.
So I snapped. Because sometimes you got them, let them think you're crazy.
I don't know that was intentional because your face got really red. And the next thing I know, because I'm not hearing any of this, Jeff's pacing around. The next thing I hear is Jeff screaming, you can. Yes, you can. You can correct your mistake. I just need to get on the phone with someone that's smarter or with someone that's not you. And I mean, the dogs were freaking out. I was like losing hearing in one ear because it was so loud. I was like, oh.
If you've ever seen.
Olivia was just sitting there like eyes wide open like, who is this guy?
This is fun. If you've ever seen the movie A Few Good Men and Tom Cruise has Jack Nicholson on the stand.
You can't handle the truth.
That. And you just got to sometimes let people think you're nuts. So this guy was adamant that nobody could fix this. I don't even remember his name. Chris, right? I think it was Chris. So anyways, Chris couldn't get it done or whatever his name was. And so I snap. There's a long pause and he says, please hold and I'll get my supervisor. Supervisor comes on the phone, Truman. And Truman says, all right, let me take a look at the notes. And then he says, okay. And he repeats the problem back to us. And then he says, okay, so your payment was rejected in January. All right. If you can pay that, the $109, and the payment that's currently due, we can reinstate your account. I just have to submit a ticket for it. Done. Simple as that. Am I right? It was that simple, right? You were looking at me like.
No, it's that simple. It just hasn't been. The ticket hasn't been completed yet.
Hasn't moved through the system yet.
So I'm kind of holding my breath because we need insurance by Friday.
We do need insurance, but Truman followed the logic, saw that it wasn't.
Saw that you were unhinged. You're crazy.
No, because that's the key. This is the customer service key. If you've got to snap like that, right? And you, by the way, that's you can't pull that out all the time. Right? You got to save it for the special occasions when it's absolutely necessary. When you do that, then what I've done is you scare Chris enough to make him realize he doesn't want to talk to you anymore and that you're not going to let this go. Then when the next person gets on the phone, you are as charming as a church lady.
Now here's
Truman got it done.
You were charming. Here is my question. Was that an intentional play? Was that a you know, card in your deck or whatever that you were using intentionally? Or have you been lingering upset since My Hospital Drama having Olivia and just a lot of stress of that, and you're stressed about your procedure on Friday? Did you just snap? And was it just like a, this is the person that's going to get my wrath? And then you got it out and then you felt a little better.
Now, it was both, but it was much more intentional. And here's...
I'm not sure if I believe that, but okay.
No, yeah. Here's why. Because I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed it a little bit. It felt good to get that out. Mm-hmm. If that felt good. And it worked. Like, it would have been different if that guy just said, dude, because it could have gone another way. He could have said, you are crazy, and just hung up the phone.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But at that point...
They're going to use your call, by the way, because it was recorded for, like, training purposes.
Sure. And I hope they say, this is not how to act. Don't be a Chris. I think
they're probably saying, don't be a Jeff.
I hope that's a whole campaign. Don't be a Chris. Uh-huh. And then I hope the follow-up is, and in a 6-minute follow-up conversation, their insurance was restored. I think the stress snaps, when people snap for stress, that's Steve Martin counting the hot dog buns. That's me at the car rental counter videotaping, filming on my camera, right? The 20-year-old kid who won't come out and circle the dents on the car. You know what I mean?
After, because we had a miscarriage and you were upset.
Right. I was on the edge, and
it was your George Banks moment.
It was my George Banks. Those stress relief ones, those are the hot dog buns. That they serve no purpose other than possibly get you sent to jail for vandalizing hot dog buns. Mm-hmm. So, if all goes well with the insurance, Friday I go in for my cardiac procedure, which will hopefully end these annoying hospital stays and SVT episodes.
If they don't reinstate it, are you going to have to cancel your procedure?
I think we should.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we have to, I don't think it's canceled, but I think we reschedule it.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a chance that this guy, like, Truman could have been wrong. He could have been charming. He could have been nice, but he could also be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so he mm-hmm. could go back and they could be like, you know, maybe it is a federal, maybe, that would suck if Chris was right.
Also, you know.
If it's like a federal law that once it's canceled, no matter who makes the mistake.
Right.
It has to stay canceled.
Yeah.
Chris is totally right and Truman's wrong.
You know what I haven't thought about in over a year since I left corporate America? And that is the support tickets. Did you guys have that when you worked in, like, at radio? Or were you? I don't know if you had to ever do that, but
I still have to do it. Whenever
the number of support tickets I had to put in, I don't miss those.
That I still have to do it when something goes wrong with one of the podcasts.
Oh yeah,
I got to submit to the hosting company or to.
Well, the frustrating
thing. Fill out a ticket. I'm like, okay.
The frustrating thing about the corporate America tickets for me was that I know the person that can fix my problem is in the building.
Right.
But I don't know who they are, and I don't know where they are. So I can't just do a drive-by and pop my head in. And I know that that's to protect the people in the building. But the only way that the people in the building know how to get in touch with other people in the building is by calling an outsourced third party in a different country. And then if they walk you through 5 solutions and they can't figure out the problem, then they'll send you the guy that's downstairs in 3 offices to the left.
I worked in a building once where you had to do a support ticket for the thermostat.
Oh, we had to do that too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't change your own. Like, they quote unquote say you can change your own thermostat. No, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to do a support ticket for that too.
You brought up corporate America. Can I say something that that is the truth about corporate America that I don't know that I've ever spoken about on the podcast, mm-hmm. but I was just talking to somebody. I was just talking to somebody about working for yourself and how all the difference is. Mm-hmm. And I believed during all of my time at in radio that my job, and I think this applies to corporate jobs, that my goal was to make the person immediately above me like me. Because when that person likes me, he'll tell the person above him that I'm a good person, and she'll tell the person above her that I'm a good person, and she'll tell the person above her that I'm a good person, and she'll tell the person above her that I'm a good person, and he'll tell the president of the company.
Yeah.
That's how I thought it worked.
Which is not at all true.
It's not at all true, and I didn't figure it out until I was out of it.
Yeah.
You...
I don't think I figured that out either.
You, the person right above you doesn't care about anything except checking the boxes. And the person above them probably doesn't care about anything except checking the boxes.
See, I don't know if that's necessarily true.
100%.
No, but I do think that what they care about in addition to checking the boxes is making themselves look good.
Yeah.
Instead of making 10 other people, like taking the time to be like, wow, you know who's really great?
Yeah.
Jeff Dollar.
They're never going to say that. They're going to say, I mean, just using me as an example, but like, they're not going to say, hey, Jeff is really talented and has a lot of great ideas. They're going to say, hey, we came up with some great, because they never want, right? They never want the person on the bottom to seem smarter than they are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's always going to be.
Well, good managers aren't threatened by that.
And the people who, I don't know that good managers exist.
That is not true.
I don't
think. That is not true. Mike Fowler.
He was the top of the food chain, though.
Yeah.
He was the general manager, right?
You mean middle management.
The good middle managers don't exist. They're there and the reason I say this is, and I'll tell you who got it right. Bert from The Bert Show.
Whoa.
From the beginning, he never cared about the people right above him. He had an expectation that the owners of the company should know who he is from day one. And it worked.
I enjoy that level of ego. Because it does take a certain amount of ego.
100%.
To be like, yeah, my middle manager, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make, you know, I'm going to go make a good impression on the people on the top.
Yeah. And people expect me, like even you, you're like, whoa, you're saying something. People expect me, like he's talented and he's smart. And I think some of the smart early on was accidental smart.
Yeah.
But it's a lesson that should be shared.
Yeah.
Don't use the ladder rungs to let the top of the ladder know how smart you are. Go find a way to tell them yourself.
Charter a plane and fly up there.
Correct.
Okay, we have a really awesome new advertiser. I'm assuming that you have not read who our advertiser is yet, so I get to tell you about it.
Please tell me about it. Yeah, I saw it come through, but I have not opened any of the emails with the details.
Okay, it's called Mind Happy. It is an ex-Amazon executive that left and started this company. And the focus is mental health, but it's like a subscription box full of activities that will bring you joy, and they're psychology backed.
So it's like a bark box for your brain.
It's like a bark box for your brain.
Right?
So yeah, it says it's a lifestyle wellness brand centered on thoughtful creativity to help people craft fulfilling moments, connections, and self-care rituals through purposeful play. So they have mystery boxes. It's a monthly delivery, and there's phone-free creative like ideas, which I think I would really love this, like coloring, crafting. I love doing that stuff with Ellie. And it just gives you that little out, you know what I mean? Like a couple minutes of your day to just not do anything and have your phone away. And each delivery provides something you need to explore new hobbies and promote mindfulness and foster togetherness, which I love. They believe that a different way to relax and re-energize is to reintroduce play into your daily life and kind of get lost in childhood play. So
if you have a toddler, you already know this. But there is something so peaceful and calming about coloring.
I like painting with Ellie. I mean, it's so relaxing and you're in the moment. So when they're talking about mindfulness, like things that you can do physically that mm-hmm. take your brain away from the busyness and chaos of life, that's awesome. And the activities are primarily sourced from small women-owned businesses.
Oh, like that's cool.
Win. And it's supposed to be a great anxiety reducer too. So if this is something that you're interested in, this is, I mean, if you're an upside listener, this yeah. is for you. Let's face it. Visit mindhappy.com and use the code upside15. You're going to get 15% off your first monthly subscription. That is visit. The website's not visit mindhappy. The website is mindhappy.com. Use code UPSIDE15. You're going to get 15% off your first monthly subscription. We are making all sorts of big family decisions lately. And one of the things that we have been talking about a lot that is so important is a will. Another thing is life insurance. If you have a family like we do, you need to get term life insurance to protect them. It's one of the smartest financial decisions you can make. And the start of the new year is still pretty much here, right? We're still in the first quarter here. And it's the perfect time to get it done. So you can focus on whatever else this year has in store for you. Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to help you get high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policies in less than 10 minutes. Fabric has flexible policies that fit your family and your budget with quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than $1 a day. The best part, it's all online and all on your schedule. So there's no appointments, scheduling, or piles of paperwork. Just apply when it's convenient for you. You could go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required, and there's no risk to apply. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/upside. That's meetfabric.com/upside, meetfabric.com/upside. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. We have a voicemail for you to call and be a part of the show or give us thoughts, musings, whatever you want. 800-434-5454 is that number. And here are some of your voicemails.
Hey, Jeff and Kelly. This is Amy from Sugar Hill. I have been thinking about you guys the past couple of weeks because me and my husband also used Shelby with Pennix Mortgage. And he was just amazing. So I'm so glad you guys are having a great experience with him. And I hope you still are. But my husband and I were first-time home buyers, and again, Shelby was just incredible. He made us feel very normal for not knowing a thing about, you know, buying homes and mortgages and all the words, you know. So again, just wanted to back up Shelby, and again, just so glad you guys are having a great experience. That just makes my heart so happy that you know, have your home with your little girls and everything.
That's so sweet. And yes, Shelby is amazing, but I will say, highly recommend. He makes you feel less dumb and less, you know, embarrassed about finances, because that is an embarrassing thing to let anyone in on. But I will say, Shelby can't do what he does without a Kelly. And Kelly is an upside listener that really gets everything going and keeps the process moving. So Kelly, shout out to Kelly as well.
And Shelby also does... not only does he speak to you in plain English and make every, you know, not make anybody feel foolish, but he also does a lot of work with small business owners and solopreneurs mm-hmm. and people who might have non-traditional forms of reported income.
And right? Do you remember when I had my first traditional mortgage call and I got off the phone and I was like, we're never buying a house.
Yeah, the guy was intense and he just
nice enough guy, but he way smart, like just way over
not Shelby, another yeah. person. And yeah. then we talked to Shelby, and as a matter of fact, I called Shelby first and had a great conversation with him at the same day that Callie talked to the other guy. And then I got off the phone with Shelby and Callie got off the phone with the other guy, and I called Callie and I said, you got to call this guy. He's great. And Callie said, I don't want to talk to anybody again, ever.
I'm done.
Yeah. So, his website is Pennix, P-E-N-N-I-X, mortgage.com. So if you need, help buying a home, he's a man.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Chelsea in Seattle. Love listening to y'all. And I just wanted to comment on Jeff's statements about McDonald's and it being automated and how much I agree with you. I mean, I just feel distressed about automation countrywide and probably worldwide. And we have a loneliness crisis in the world. Like, there's so many articles about it, and students are more depressed than ever and more anxious than ever. And I'm like, how is it good that we're talking to fewer people during the day? Somebody could be super depressed and have no one to talk to, but they might walk down the street to their McDonald's or whatever and still have no one to talk to. But that could have been that moment where they felt better. Anyway, I think about this a lot, actually, and so I had to comment when Jeff brought it up. Thanks, y'all, for your conversations. Love them. Bye.
The observation that I made about the McDonald's was because of the automation, because it's just, when I grew up, McDonald's was the, you know, like the
student. It was in the business of people.
It was the student center of our town. You know what I mean? There's a, you always, small town, you always see somebody new. But then I also realized after I shared that story on the podcast, not only were the people in there not talking to one another or really acknowledging each other, but everybody was giving off a vibe that they didn't want to be engaged with.
Yeah.
So if you did want to go in there and have a cup of coffee with somebody or chat over your Egg McMuffin and you looked around, you would have almost been made to feel like the weirdo.
Yeah, you know what that is now for us is Bagel Boys Cafe. There's a Bagel Boys place, or it's called Bagel Boys, a bagel shop down the street from us. And there's a group of men that hang out there together and they bring their dogs and they sit outside.
I saw them yesterday morning.
Did you? Don't they bring you joy?
I went in and got a bagel and I hadn't seen them in a while because I haven't been there a few weeks and they weren't there for before, but I saw him and immediately smiled.
And it's never the exact same three. It's like a combination of six or seven people.
Sometimes it's eight guys and they pulled some tables together. Sometimes it's just two of them, but it
the dog is always there.
It warms my heart. Here are your random things for this week. Some bedtime treats that help you sleep better include dark chocolate. So you can have some dark chocolate in moderation, and it promotes your body to produce serotonin, which is a chemical that helps you relax. Another food that you could pair with the dark chocolate if you want that helps you fall asleep, peanut butter, almonds, or bananas. Peanut butter.
I can solve this for you right now. You get in your car. You go to Trader Joe's. You go and get the dark chocolate peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's, the best pre-bed snack ever.
The
dark chocolate and peanut butter.
Peanut butter specifically stabilizes blood sugar levels and also supports muscle growth, which is funny because I think that they're probably talking about properly made peanut butter, not the Peter Pan or Jif that you have in your pantry.
Right.
And then also popcorn, it aids in serotonin production. And cheese is good for preventing hunger pains if you're a person who gets hungry at night.
An auto repair shop, it's called Christian Brothers Automotive, gifted a single dad with two young daughters a car that another one of their customers had given to them. They paid it forward. And this isn't the first time they've done that. I think it's really cool that they pay it forward in their community. And they've given cars to families in need. So I'm like, this is great. And I notice it's in Atlanta. This is a news story out of Atlanta. I'm like, oh, you know what? That is cool. And you know who is looking for a good repair shop? Jeff Dollar is. So I Googled it. You Google this company.
I have not Googled the company.
It is 3 miles from our house.
Oh, is it really?
So you have a new auto shop that you can feel good about.
Backed by Jesus, apparently.
Backed by Jesus, apparently. Well, is it Christian Brothers as in the religion or Christian Brothers like one of the founding members is his name is Christian?
Oh, yeah.
Or their last name is
Christian. That's a good point. I just assume because they're so generous. And because when I grew up, there was a private school close to us called Christian Brothers Academy. Mm-hmm. So whenever I hear Christian Brothers followed by anything, I immediately think of that private school.
Well, the guy that that owns the body shop said that he had some tough times. So he likes to pay it forward because he knows what it feels like to be without.
Where are they? 3 miles from here.
They're on Roswell Road.
In like up north, Roswell?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
3.7 miles from our house.
All right, and one last random thing for this week. The most common career regret across all generations, not asking for a raise.
Have you had that regret?
You know, I was really, really, really fortunate in my radio career.
That people just threw money at me because I'm a man.
It had nothing to do with being a man. Mm-hmm. I had great agents and great representatives, mm-hmm. and was doing really well in my career, that until I took the job at Star, my pay never once went backwards, and I was satisfied with every increase that I got. And
Did you get a raise at the place where you lived above the bar?
No, but I wasn't even there. I don't even think I worked there for a year.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I am really so lucky and so
you know what I regret? Not fighting harder for asking for my raise. And twice in my life, once was when I worked at Outback Steakhouse. I was a hostess and we got tip share and I worked there for like 2 years.
Oh,
and
this is so jacked up. You've told me this story and before.
When I said to my proprietor at the time, I was like, hey,
proprietor.
That's what it said. My boss.
It's not an Old West saloon.
It basically was, and it said on the top, proprietor, and then the guy's name. So I brought to his attention that I make $213.
I think you should give me a raise or we should meet at high noon for a duel, proprietor.
You're really weird. So I brought to his attention that my tips didn't make up to minimum wage. Like we got $213 an hour plus tip share. And my tip share was not equaling that during the summer. And he was like, yeah, but it all, went to him and I was 16 at the time. And I'm like, hey, this isn't adding up to minimum wage. And he said, well, that's because it's the summer, but in the winter you make a lot more than that. So it all evens out. And I was like, oh, okay. That like makes sense in my 16-year-old brain. That's illegal. And right. That should have never happened.
I'm guessing you didn't mention that conversation to your dad.
I don't believe that I did.
Had you did, I'm sure a strongly worded letter would have been written to the proprietor.
And the second time was that I asked for a raise, and I think I've done this twice, and I bet that other women have done this too, where you ask for a raise and somebody is like, you know what, it's not the best time.
Yeah, that's I've been around enough people asking for raises where,
like, for the good of the company or whatever, and yes. you take it at face value. Now, Callie now is like, who cares if it's good for the company? That's not my problem. It's not my problem if the company is having a good year or not. This is a corporation. I'm doing my job. I'm doing more than my job. And yeah. I want a raise.
Right.
Anyways, those are your random things for today.